Second time I lose a drink gin. Third time I lose a drink anything, cause I think I'm gonna win.
Ooh, Las Vegas.
Bitch. Someday when I clean up my mind, I'll find out which is which.
Ooh, Las Vegas, ain't no place for a purple like me.
night with a dealer, trying to get ahead. Spend all day at the Holiday Inn, trying to get out of bed.
Ooh, Las Vegas, ain't no place for a poor boy like me. Ooh, Las Vegas, ain't no place for a poor boy like me. Every time I hit your Crystal City, you know you're gonna make a wreck.
Yeah, you're back with him. Rockin' Randy just crawled in your ear with another edition of Pandemic Music to Live By. Welcome back, friends. Hey, it's show number 17, and guess what? It's August 17. What a coincidence. 2020, here we are, at least 17 weeks, if not more, into this pandemic, and another version of the radio show coming at you. Today, we got a real special show. I've got a special friend joining me live on the line from New Gloucester, Maine. Ladies and gentlemen, my good friend, Hal Phillips. Welcome to the show, Hal.
What ho, Randy. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, man. Hal's an old friend and fellow musician, somebody who I've shared a lot of good evenings and afternoons playing music together. And you know, listening to music, talking about music, you're a music kind of guy. I just have to say.
I guess I am. I came to it sort of late, but I think we're content creators, Randy. You know, we create musical
True
content,
enough.
We create performative content. I'm a print guy from way back, and then of course there is video.
And then, of course, there's video. You and I've worked on video projects together.
Yes, yeah.
We may talk a little bit about a little of this history in the next hour as we play some cool alt country music for our guest tonight. Hal, I mean, we talked about doing a show. I've wanted to do a show with you since the beginning of all this. You inspire me. I know you've been listening off and on to the show, and you have such a deep sort of reservoir of music. You're always throwing out cool new tunes to me. And you said, let's do an alt country show. Where'd that come from?
Well, I'm by no means an expert in this area, but it has always interested me because I felt like this type of country music snuck up on me. I was never a fan of country music per se. And but then I started to realize in the 90s that there was music that I really did like that had this sort of countrified, country inflected, if you will.
Yeah, like
rock
you
and
started
edge.
A little Neil Young, some of his early stuff. What was some of the bands that inspired you early on?
Well, I think one of the reasons I, you know, wanted to play something from the band was I think that the band sort of invented this genre in a lot of ways. There was a real ferment of that kind of music in the late 60s, you know, probably in response to electrified psychedelic music of the time and also the super overproduced, very staid version of country music that was being, you know, that was popular at that time. And I think it was a reaction to that. So I think the Byrds played country rock, you know, at this time. And the band, I think, made it even more sort of gritty. Bob Dylan had Nashville Skyline come out, and I guess it was 69. So it was around that time. And I think that Gram Parsons was at the root of a lot of it. And he was the, you know, the guy who played who wrote the second song that you played.
I mean, we started out with the band's second, I believe it was off their second album, Rockin' Chair, great piece, and then the Gram Parsons with Emmylou Harris, another alt-country, and Gram Parsons, man, he was very influential, kind of moving from rock into his own thing, definitely had that country thing going on when he started hanging out with the Rolling Stones and other people, influenced a lot of people.
Yeah, I think a lot of people, depending on where you stand, I think Gram Parsons is either given credit for or blamed for influencing a lot of bands. The Byrds, he turned into a total country band when they did Sweetheart of the Rodeo. That was 69 too. And then you know, what was that great? A lot of country tunes. What was that song off of Some Girls that the Stones did about the truck driver? Blue Eyes.
Yeah. I can't think of the title of it. But
anyway, they got into it, too.
They got into it. They got into
on account of Graham Parsons, apparently.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. I mean, don't you also think that, you know, it made music, you know, I mean, I guess country music in its, you know, original form, I always think of it as, you know, a three chord, you know, thing that comes around real easily so everybody can play along. It's pretty basic structured. Rock and roll had a similar structure, as did blues, you know, and yet that made the music accessible to people like us who were picking up a guitar and saying, oh, listen to that. That's G. And then we go over to C and now down to D. Oh, yeah. And it comes back around. I can play that. And let's jam. And off we go.
Yeah, there's like a bouncy, loping quality to country music that, that, you know, I like, but I never played or listened to country music until the 90s when I realized that there was this sort of hybrid that really was born around 1990, and we'll get to that later. But, you know, I wanted to start the set with the band because I think they're a progenitor, and Emmylou Harris had her own brand of sort of countrified rock and roll in the 70s, and so did Neil Young. And so this was all sort of brewing at this time. I just wanted to find, because we did look it up, that great guitar lick on the Ooh Las Vegas tune.
Yeah, coming out of that.
Sort of Elvis's, I think it was Elvis's guitarist playing the Telecaster there. I love that sort of rat-a-tat-tat.
It's got that real country kind of thing going on in the background. Yeah.
I think that what countrified rock has, and, you know, Marshall Tucker Band is another strain of it. It's got an edge to it that country music doesn't have. Yeah. And when you get into the 80s, it really has an edge because it's even more sort of garagey and punky and more sort of DIY. That's another part of the alt country thing that feels relevant to me that, you know, is not at all part of, you know, a very slick production like Graham Parsons just plays.
Right. Cool. Well, we got some great music lined up. Hell's really picked some good ones out of the hat. And, what are we going to go to next? Let's get right back into it.
Well, I wanted to play something from the period of the 80s, just before alt country was really sort of born and claimed. And one of the songs that I really sort of thought back in retrospect about liking and figuring eventually that it was because it was one of the first alt country tunes I ever heard was from a band called Dump Truck out of Boston from the 80s.
Cool.
And this is a title track from their album from 1986 called For the Country.
Right here on Pandemic Music to Live By.
You don't
Mr. Browning has a prediction.
WOOD Radio from Outlaw Ridge, deep in the woods of Maine.
Up for Air, Loose Strings, Sun Volt. What a cool tune, Hal. Thanks for choosing that one and putting it in the mix today.
My pleasure, Randy. That's like, that's the pantheon. That's part of the, those three songs are, I think, part of the foundational pantheon of the alt country movement.
So why Sun Volt? Tell me what inspired you to put that into the mix.
I think they're sort of the epitome of what we're talking about. They yeah. are a garage band that has a, you know, a pedal steel and a fiddle often, and they sing very countrified songs. And then the next song on the album is something sort of like Loose String, which has that element to it, but it's really sort of a kick-ass garage band tune. I just think the lyrics are really powerful, and he can get quite political.
Yeah.
But, you know, backing up from there, Sunvolt is an offshoot of Uncle Tupelo, which really got the whole alt-country movement started in 1990.
Right, that Jeff Tweedy band?
Yeah, Jeff Tweedy and the guy who formed Sunvolt, Jay Farrar, they grew up together in Belleville, Illinois, and they were punks. They had a punk band in high school, and this is, you know, in the mid-80s. And then they added a fiddle and sort of got out of high school and started playing around as Uncle Tupelo. And their very first album is called No Depression. And right now, I think there's actually a journal of alt country called No Depression, huh, because it really is sort of the starting point for this whole genre. It's where it got named by Pitchfork, I believe, the music magazine, and right, they sort of took the alt country world by storm, yeah, having created it themselves.
That's cool. And we started the set out with that dump truck tune, the band out of Boston. You were saying.
Yeah, I felt so they were sort of precursors. That you could hear that sound, I think, in a song like Loose Strength. There's yeah. an edge to it, but there's a country-fied sort of edge to it as well. It all blends together in a way that, you know, I don't really think was that common. I mean, I think I loved REM in the 80s, and they had sort of this country-ish, a southern vibe, but not a country
right.
vibe.
Yeah.
And it felt different to me, and I loved REM, but this felt like a departure. And between Uncle Tupelo, you know, they did three albums starting in the 90s. They broke up in 94, and Jay Farrar went off and joined and formed Sunvolt and issued this album called Trace in 1996.
Yeah.
And everyone said, oh, well, he is the genius behind Uncle Tupelo. He's a genius, and he is. But Jeff Tweedy was the other guy in Uncle Tupelo. And, oh, by the way, he went off and formed Wilco.
That's fun. I love it.
Pretty talented guy himself.
Yeah, when musicians mix it like that, I mean, we've seen that all along in different, you know, different genres too. But I think in this kind of newer vein of country alt, it was like people were definitely setting the edge for something that was starting to bloom.
Yeah, and I think there's, as also happens, you know, and then we're talking about people who are established, you know, musicians. There's communities of musicians that sort of move forward. And I suppose there's communities of musicians, even in a place like, you know, Gray and New Gloucester, and we know each other and we influence each other, but
yeah,
at a significantly higher level that is also happening. And, you know, when Sunvolt goes out on its own and Jay Farrar, and they don't speak, by the way, Jay Farrar and Jeff Tweedy, they don't get along anymore. But they got started hooking up with people like Gillian Welch and the Old Crow Medicine Show.
Oh, yeah, great music.
Influencing people like that.
Yeah.
So, and Ryan Adams is sort of another guy who sort of offshoots in the 90s from this sound and this movement to create their own thing.
Cool. Well, I hope you're all enjoying this conversation with Hal Phillips as much as I am. It's just a pleasure to have you, you know, here in the studio, so to speak, virtually at the, you know, from your confines in New Gloucester. Hal and I both live in the woods and sort of enjoy this lifestyle up here in Maine. Hal, you've been involved in some bands, and we're going to hear some of your music later on in the show. But, you know, again, it's cool to have somebody who's had to perform and sort of think about music on a different level to pick out some of the music and put it together into this thread today. I really enjoy, you know, talking music with you.
It's fun. It's, you know, and it is fun to talk about, although, you know me, Randy, I'll talk about anything.
Yes, you will.
There is, there is, you know, these, you know, I'm in a band called Bald Hill, which started out as a bluegrass band, and it has become more of an Americana band. And I think a lot of people conflate Americana and alt country, not wrongly.
Yeah.
But I come at it from, you know, in this band, I'm the guy who doesn't really know that much about bluegrass. I like it. I love to sing it.
Yeah.
But you know, they'll play a song that is famous, and I'm like, yeah. I'm like, is this new or yeah. is this some Stanley Brothers song I've never heard of before?
Yeah. Ben DeTroy was on one of the earlier shows. He's your colleague in that band, a partner, and he has that heavy bluegrass influence. You've done some other things too. You had a couple other different ensembles that you've put together with friends. I really enjoy listening to you and Mike perform.
Oh, thank you. That's a band called Pocket Full of Mumbles. And that started out as a sort of a Simon and Garfunkel homage band because Mike and I were in another band called Mountain Avenue. And he just started playing, I think, The Leaves That Are Green, that famous song off of Sounds of Silence. And yeah. I knew it by heart, and we just started playing it together. And he sort of looked at me like, oh, so you know Simon and Garfunkel.
Uh-huh.
And he sent me a text a couple years later, like, hey, we should form a band and just do Simon and Garfunkel covers and go on the road with them. And I'm like, oh, that's a great idea.
That's fun. Two guys singing. Singer-songwriters, yeah. It's cool.
But just to tie it all back together, Randy,
yeah.
we added a pedal steel in April.
Ooh.
And we've been moving sort of increasingly toward the alt country direction, and we're playing a lot of Sunvolt covers and some originals that incorporate a lot of fiddle and pedal. And so we love playing Jackson Browne from the 70s, another guy that I think is just to the west of country, you know?
Just on the edge. Yeah.
Yeah, just on the edge. So it all fits together somehow, I guess.
This is good. We'll listen to some of your original stuff. I've got a tune that I want to play in the next segment, but let's first dig back into, you've got a great list of music. Next one I've got on the list is The Whiskey Town, Too Drunk to Dream.
Oh, great song. Ryan Adams is one of these guys that I think comes from a sort of a bluegrass or Appalachian root. And he was in a band when he was very young called Whiskey Town. And this is one of their songs that's my favorite. But he went on to become sort of a breakout star, especially with his first album after Whiskey Town broke up called Heartbreaker. But I think this Whiskey Town tune is a great example of sort of the kind of music that became the music that we'd expect from people like Dave Rollins and Old Crow Medicine Show and Gillian Welch.
Cool. Let's listen to a Whiskey Town. Ryan Adams, you said it was something from...
I think the album is called Faithless Street.
There you go. Now, see, that's another thing is Hal's got one of these incredible memories. Yeah, it just pulls that stuff from, where does it come from? Deep, deep in the...
I don't know, but I was this close to not remembering it as I get older.
I wouldn't have been able to pull it out. Let's listen to Whiskey Town right here on Pandemic Music to Live By.
Do you hear that once morning? Is that you or is that me? My broken heart ain't aching for nothing that I can't touch or I can't see. Do you hear that lonesome crying? Thought I made it stop, it seemed. Put my hands lit there on a bottle, and I just drank until my heart would be too drunk to dream. So baby, you can leave if you want. Ain't no drinking when the bottle's dry. Sugar, you can leave if you want. I got no more tears to cry. Do you hear that lonesome shuffle of my feet? So baby, you can leave if you want.
All of the flowers in your garden will die. Baby, I'm gonna have to run. I ain't got no more tears to cry.
Oh,
and roll right here on WOOD Radio with Rockin' Randy and his very special guest and friend, Hal Phillips. Hal, now, I don't know, man, country? Really?
I think there's a loping quality to that song, and it's definitely got a Southern Gothic sort of take on it. And it's the wall of sound applied to what we're talking about. And wow, what a song. I just love the way all of that comes together. It's super produced. That's what I think you're responding to.
Yeah, I am. I mean, I like it. My morning jacket. It's a great sound. They can really put it together.
They put the wood to it, as it were. And I saw them live.
The WOOD, they put it right to
I saw them live at the State. I think I've seen them a couple of times, and wow, they just blew the doors off that place. But it does, I think, show what you can do. I mean, there's no fiddle in that kind of take on the genre, but am I wrong? I mean, does that not sound Southern and countryish to
you? I'm
with you.
Oh yeah. I mean, you could put that into a bunch of boxes, and that's the beauty of all this music tonight. It's kind of, you know, where does it fit? It doesn't really fit that comfortably in anything, which is great. It's original. It's got a sound, but yeah, alt country is something that has kind of evolved into its own genre, and you get your streaming radio apps and they've got alt country buttons on now. You can listen to all kinds of musicians doing this stuff.
Well, it's really interesting when the algorithm, you know, remember Pandora started it, you know, but you know, when they do, you find so many different bands. I'm not sure how some of those algorithms are terrible. It's just, they just pick the year and broad genre and they play it. But other times you're like, wow, I've never heard of that band. And they do this music that I really like.
Yeah, they'll grab something out of the database and throw it at you. And it's like, huh, interesting. Well, this has been a lot of fun. We're having a great time playing some alt country for my radio listeners out there. I hope everyone's enjoying the show as much as we are. And, you know, you can always reach out and send me an email. Shout out randyvisser@me.com is my email address. And you've heard it before. StandingOakMedia.com is the website where all these shows, nigh 17 of them at this point here on August 17th. Can you believe it, Hal? Man.
It's unbelievable. You're a rock.
Well,
we can set our clocks by you.
It has been helpful and probably therapeutic to have this in front of me each week and to keep the music coming and to find people like you who are willing to share it with everyone. I do appreciate it, and I appreciate your friendship and the music we've had together over the years, my man. Let's get back into some of this. You've got a Jayhawks tune coming up. Where did that come from?
Well, the Jayhawks were another band that I think they came out in the early 90s, and I didn't really discover them until the middle or late 90s. And by that time, I was well into Sunvolt, and I was like, these guys have further sort of merged the indie rock sound with the country sound, and it's very produced, and it's four or five, you know, part harmonies, and just beautiful music. But again, it's got that at its core. I think it's countrified rock and roll.
Cool. This will be the tune "Smile" by the Jayhawks, and then we'll follow that up with a Neil Young tune and check back in with you real quick before the end of the show. But we want to just keep the music rolling. And again, Hal Phillips, thanks for joining me this show, number 17. It's an honor to have you. Let's listen to this Jayhawks' "Smile" right here on Pandemic Music to Live. Thank you.
every time I think about back home. It's cool and breezy. I wish that I could be there right now, just passing time. Everybody seems to wonder what it's like down there. I gotta get away from this day-to-day running around. Everybody knows this is nowhere. Everybody knows.
Back with us for one last little quick break before we finish out the show. That was a fun little set, my man.
Well, I had to pay homage to Neil Young, who's, I think, been a progenitor of this kind of music for decades. That album's from 1969. And I remember seeing Dump Truck cover that song in the mid-80s and didn't think much of it. And then alt country became a thing, and I realized Dump Truck was part of that thing. And I'm like, oh, of course they're covering Neil Young.
Yeah, man, Neil Young, I mean, everybody covers him these days, it seems like. Hey, it's been fun having you on the show. We got to skedaddle out of here, my friend.
You are a great gentleman for having me on. Thanks again.
It's been my pleasure, Hal. I mean, really, I hope we can keep making music for many years to come. You've inspired me, and I hope that our listeners were inspired by some of this great alt-country music that Hal Phillips came up with today. Hey, it's been fun. I hope you all have enjoyed the show. We're going to finish out with an original. Well, it's an original recording that Hal did. Hal, you want to just intro this, set this up, and we'll finish out the show.
Sure. My band, Pocketful of Mumbles, recorded a few songs last week in the barn of our pedal steel player, Tim Howie. So this is Tim Howie, Mike Conant, and myself covering a Sunbowl tune called Tear-Stained Eyes.
All right. Hal, thanks again. Folks, we'll see you next time.
Walking down Main Street, thank you. Truth is a state of mind.